and leave it up to you. This is your service. I think it's important that we, at times, stop what we're doing. You know, I've gone back and I've shared for the last 3 weeks or so of the niche in your life of God and God's life in you. And I sense we just keep coming forward and we just keep feeding, feeding, feeding. Scripture, do this. The Word says this. This is what you need in your life. This is how you've got to take it. This is what it'll do for you. Feeding. Become tight with God. Grow in God. Trust Him as your God. Greater is He that's in you. To understand where is that level with God in my life. And there's, as we go through this journey of this niche, it's going to take some time and some developing upon all of our parts to understand this. I think it's important to find out where is that place, where is that sweet spot that I want to be with my Lord. How about you? I want to get there and stay there. I want to, what do I need to find out to be there? What do I need to lay aside? How can I get there? How will I know that I'm there? And we can continue on week after week after week just throwing these things at you. Today is a time of rest. All this week, I haven't felt compelled to prepare into that next level of that niche. It's like, why is that, God? And I believe God just telling me it's time to take a rest. It's time for my people, when they come together as a corporate body, to pray to me, to receive from me, not to continually hear from you. Whoa, what, Lord? You offer, and if I would say, we're going to have a time of prayer, some of you, what happens in your mind right now when I say, okay, we're all going to begin to pray? What happens in your thoughts? What happens up here? Oh, no. Here we go. Oh, no. I'm going to be called out. Oh, no. Laying on of hands. Oh, no. What's this going to lead to? Oh, no. I'm going to become vulnerable to God. Well, you know what? You need to become vulnerable to God. Amen? You need to allow God to have His way with you. We need to get to that level of understanding that, Lord, this is not me anyway. It's You. And I need more of You than I need anything else from another message from that Bible. I need more of You than I need another sermon. I need more of You than I need to watch another Christian television network. I need more of You, God, in these days. And all of those things that I just said are not wrong, are they? They're all good. They're all necessary. They're all needed in its doses. Amen? It's like when you're sick, do you take the whole bottle of medicine right away or do you take it a little at a time? You take it a little at a time for your system to do what? Be able to use it and to properly use the medicine to attack whatever the weakness is. But if you would take the whole bottle at one time, guess what? Your body would not be able to what? Handle it. Because it would be too much, too concentrated all at one time to get into your system. But we take little doses here, little doses there, and after a week or 7 days, 12 days, usually what happens? You start feeling better. Now, the bad thing about that is when we start feeling better, we stop taking the medicine even though you still have 5 days left on it, because somehow in our mental thinking, we're thinking, I'm better, I don't need it anymore. Oh, now, come on. You know who you are. Me. It's really hard to begin to say, well, I'm feeling better, but I should still take this because it's to help knock out the rest of it that's there. We find that with a lot of our antibiotics. Years back, antibiotics were great. Now you hear about antibiotics, and they're almost like the medicine of the devil. It's like, oh, too much antibiotics. Well, they have. They overdone the antibiotics to where now the strains of all the germs are getting stronger than that. So there was a tipping scale there that they went too far the other way. how does all this relate to God's Word? It's all good in its doses. It's all good as we read it and it gets into our spirit and as we begin to use it and begin to put it into our life. My challenge to you is, are we putting God's Word into our life to challenge us, to stretch us, to grow us, and more importantly, to fight the battles for us? How many here still fight the battles on your own ground? I myself included. I still think I can do it. I don't know why is that. Is it like, well, I don't want to bother God. He's such a big God. He's probably got a whole lot of more problems than little old me. Well, when I do that, I think, now that I think about it, I'm kind of slapping him in the face because he says he's my God and that he will take my battles and battle them for me. Who am I to take them back and say, you're busy, God, I'll take care of this, when willingly and knowingly I will not be able to do it justice? And then what happens? We battle, and we battle, and we battle. And nothing comes out of it. Oh, we get wore down. That happens. Anybody been wore down fighting a battle? We get disgruntled. Anybody been disgruntled fighting a battle? We do this all because we bring it on ourselves, right? How many of you have had kids, and when the kids have done something, an error and something they're having to deal with, you come to find out, and we're all kids, and I've done the same thing, but now as a parent, I can look back and say, now I can use my kids as an example, or whatever, but myself included, that I knew better. And my actions brought about what the results were. And so how am I going to fix that? How am I going to change that? We first have to come to meeting with Jesus, amen? And I say, okay, Lord, I've tried this. It's not working. I've failed. I've run long enough. I've done my thing, and now I need to really come into agreement with you. Well, as I say all these things, I really feel today I would like to just turn it into prayer. And do you realize the power that Jesus had on all the things that he did? The one thing, and I'm going to share with our leadership today, which kind of helped me, I guess when I did this, I kind of stopped at it, and as far as processing some other things. But in 2 Timothy chapter 1, in verse 6, it says, therefore I remind you, this is Paul sharing to Timothy, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you, through the laying on of my hands. Paul's going to say, by the laying on of my hands, to stir up the gifts that are within you. And you know what, guys? We have wonderful gifts. Amen? How many here has a gift from God? A gifting, a talent, something that he's put into you to be used for your abilities, for your purpose? No. To be used for his purpose. To be used for his kingdom. It's to be used for honoring him and glorifying him, and when something miraculous happens and whatever it is that you're gifted in, to be able to stir that up to say, okay, guys, and possibly that niche is in there about that gift, that if we can stir up that gift, you're halfway there, do you think? That so many of us have sat for so long and just continue to sit, and we download information, and it's all good information, nothing wrong with that. But I think, like last week, I was sharing about some of the things, and the one area I was talking about is that if you get the information but you don't do anything with it, what are you going to receive from it? An example, I get a recipe on how to make a wonderful chocolate cake or cherry pie or whatever, and I look at those instructions and I read it and I go, this is good information. I'll try that sometime, and I put it away. And I go, wow, I wonder if I could ever have a cherry pie or a chocolate cake. I wonder how to make one of those. I go and I get that same recipe card out, and I'm reading again. Wow, this is really good stuff on here. Good information. It tells me the measurements. It tells me the types of flour. It tells me the ingredients. It tells me how many eggs, what type of milk. It breaks it down. That if I follow these things, that I will have exactly what it says. It's at the top of the thing. Chocolate cake. But I've got to put all those ingredients together, don't I? I got to get the bowl out. I got to get the ingredients. I might have to go to the store to prepare to bring those home to be able to fix what I want to fix. Preparation. So as God is preparing us along this path that we're all on, I think we just need to sometimes pray. And as I began to look back at what Jesus did in Matthew, after he came down off the Sermon on the Mount, the healings, the manifestations of so many things that he came across people that were blind. He set those eyes open, couldn't talk, opened their mouth, were lame. He touched them. He healed them. He just said, as you say it, if thy will, if you desire, so be it. We find a time back in Matthew in 20:20, and this is just as he is preparing into the triumphal entry. Now he's at the end of his time and he's preparing to go to the cross, his triumphal, his final entry into Jerusalem. And he's here and there's two blind men receiving their sight. I'm here to tell you that physical needs God can handle. Amen. Healing is there. Praise God. Healing is still under God's control. Works through doctors, works through medicine, works through prayer. I'll take his healing any which way that he wants to grant it to me, whether it's through my doctor, through a surgeon, through the medicine, through a pill, or divine healing. Amen. I give God the glory. Give God the glory for those little pills that controls your sugar levels or your pressure in your heart or whatever the case is. Praise God for those things. Don't look on them as a demonic situation. Some people look at those thinking like, whoa, that's the devil. The devil would not give you medicine to extend your life. The devil is not into extending your life. He's there to kill and steal and to destroy your life. So anything that is good to increase life, to increase your vitality, to keep you around here a little bit longer, it's got to come from somebody else. My God. These two blind men, just as he's preparing to go in this final entry, they're out there. Now, as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him, Jesus. Behold, two blind men sitting by the road, verse 30. This is Matthew 20, 30. Two blind men sitting by the road, when they had heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out. Cried out. Cried out. Don't wait in your infirmities and things to where they're really dire that you've got to cry out. He'll be there to hear, of course, but don't wait. Now, these men weren't waiting, and because of that, they got blind, but I'm just saying, but they cried out. Now, the thing is, the multitude that was around there said what? Be quiet! Don't do anything. Don't disturb him. And when that happened, they cried out even more because they wanted something more than anything else in their life. They wanted their vision. They wanted to see. They wanted their sight back. Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David, verse 31 says. 32 says, Jesus stood still. He called them and he said, what do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. Jesus had compassion, touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Do you think Jesus didn't realize that they were blind? Can you pretty well see when you go up upon somebody that you know, they're blind, that you can, for the most part, tell they're blind? Maybe not always, but most of them, they're readily, you can kind of tell. Whether they're dark glasses or they're just sitting there, or maybe they got a cane, I don't know, they're just sitting there. But Jesus wasn't surprised by what their illness or their infirmity was. He knew that. But he is saying, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus, if he were here today, he would say to you, what do you want me to do for you? And you might say, well, God, can't you tell I need a job? Can't you tell I need better knees? Can't you tell I need a new hip? Can't you tell I need... Well, you're Jesus. You ought to know it all. Well, he knows what you need, but do you know what you need? Are you willing to verbally say it? What would you like for me to do? And they said, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. Thank God for healing. Don't go through this life in pain and discomfort. Amen? Don't think you've got to buck it up and just suffer with it and say, oh, well, this is the way it's going to be for the rest of my life. It doesn't have to be that way. Where is your faith? Where are you going to stretch your faith at? Where are you going to begin to serve God? How is this going to play into your life? Now, as I was there at the hospital this past week with this brother, and his wife is laying there, pretty well, she couldn't speak very well, and she could probably blinded on one side because of the way the blood clot was on the brain and all. And the doctor comes in, and the husband says, what can we do? Can we dissolve it? Is there medication? Is there something? And the doctor says, there's nothing that we can do. It's long past the time to dissolve what's there, because now any medication like that would probably create bleeding on the brain. So there's a narrow window of time if there's a clot, of course, that they've sold that, and we've learned that through informational commercials that get them to the hospital right away. But this happened overnight, sometime during the night of sleeping. They didn't know until it got time to wake up, and she couldn't get out of bed to go to the bathroom. But here we are. I'm sitting in the room, and I'm sitting to the back, and I'd ask him, I said, would you like for me to excuse myself while the doctor talks to you? He says, no, you can stay here, man. Okay. And so he's asking the doctor, what can we do? What can you do? And when the doctor says, there's nothing I can do but pray, he says, we are at our limits. When I heard that out of that doctor's mouth, I said, well, praise God for an honest doctor. Sometimes they'll say, well, we'll try this, we'll do this, you know, we're not giving up. This, bless his heart, he was probably a Christian doctor. He just said, there's nothing more that I am able to do. So I would suggest you pray. There's a point in time that man comes to realize there's nothing more that I can do. And then what do? Turn it over to him and say, we've tried everything else, Lord. Now man is saying that their back is against the wall. We're going to pray to you. And I said in my prayer with them after that, I said, Lord, as I heard the doctor say, there's nothing more that they're able to do. Lord, you are a God that is able. When the doctors and when man says it's impossible, I serve a God that with all things, God, it's possible. Amen? My God is there. Now, whatever the outcome is, I don't know. But as we pray in those lines and we understand, Lord, it is up to you, and we turn it over to you, and you're our answer. You're our doctor. You're our healer. You've done wonderful things with man and science and medicine. But God, we come to you at this time, and now they're saying there's nothing more they can do. But Lord, we come to you, and I know there's more that you can do. And I believe it's those times that God says, I'm ready to step into it. I'm ready to touch this person or that person. I don't know what the outcome will be. She may pass on, but you know, when she passes on, if that's the case, she's healed, going to heaven. She's a Christian. She's a follower of Christ. Hallelujah. She will be healed. But here again, as I've said before, when I pray in those type of situations, I don't want to pray, God, keep them here because I just want them here, because the husband wants them here. Lord, if they have still work to do for your kingdom here, grant them an extended length of time. Touch their body. Heal that weakness. Whatever it is that they're dealing with in the physical need, Lord, you work your miracle to give them the sustained time to fulfill what you have for them for that predestined. Remember we talked about that in part of these 3 weeks back, that we are predestined. God has predestined us for great works, amen? For great things. And as he has done that, he's given us that ability to where when we come against something like that, and it's not our time, we need to pray and pray, Lord, if we've not reached our destiny that you have for us, what are we going to do? Lord, heal us, strengthen us, help us, give us that life to fulfill what you want us to do. Well, I'm sure glad you guys are really excited. Because one day you might be laying on the bed incoherent. But you've not fulfilled what God has asked for you to do, and God, by His grace and mercy, may look down upon you and extend your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know, even over here, an individual that many times I went to visit her in ICU up in UW. My goodness, you looked pretty poor there, Laura. You probably felt pretty poor there. You didn't feel good, did you? Just totally out of it. And I'm not saying, oh, because I prayed, she's here. But as we prayed and just turned her over to God, what more can you do? She's got the best of care man can get. And praise God, there was many times, and there was some questionable times there where she was going to come out of this whole situation. Amen. But praise God, she's here today. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And there's others here that have gone through situations that, praise God, He showed up. Dawn, for your multiple MS, multiple sclerosis, right? You know, how you dealt with that for some time, and God showed up. When He comes, when man says there's no more we can do, or we can put you on this, and we can maintain you on this level of care for the rest of your life, that's no care to live, you know, type of way. You want to be able to walk and get up and go, and bless her heart, got touched by God to where she could, believe it or not, she wanted to go back to work. Some people in this day and age goes, I don't want to work. Keep me on this disability, Lord. You know, I'm enjoying life. Bless her heart, took an act of Congress just about to take her off of disability because they say, no, once we have said you're disabled, you're disabled. And Dawn had to read some doctor's reports and finally the healing and all this. And they, okay, you know. But God, look at it within our own little body here. The times that God has miraculously come and done some phenomenal things. We've all had those things happen, I'm sure. Maybe not to the severity of near death or weaknesses in body or a debilitating disease that would last forever and ever. But in our times of weaknesses and illnesses and sicknesses, look around and Lou, cracked hip and damaged hip. You know, look at him. He's up and walking and doing tremendous things. Amen. Thank you to the doctors. Thank you, Dr. Jesus, for touching him. So think about what he has done in your life. Why has he done it? Why have you sustained my life? Why have you granted healing in my body, Lord? What is it that I am still to be used by? What is that? Maybe it's to get you to that niche to where you're predestined to do these things for him, and he wants you to be there. Amen. Hallelujah. But by prayer, by sitting before him, standing before him, lying prostrate before him, whatever it is that he tells you to do, but you just get one with him and say, Lord, I've come to the crossroads in my life. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know the direction that I should go. I know, Lord, that you're there, but I just don't sense it. I just don't see it. I just don't comprehend it, Lord. How do I know that I can know? And then you're going to have to be still and wait upon him. Amen. To hear his still, small voice. To hear what he is saying to you. Chances are he's not going to shout it out of heaven. Do this, Tim! Because that can confuse a lot of people out here that are named Tim. Tim. But his small voice into your spirit. But you've got to be still. You've got to be quiet. You've got to be listening. You've got to be receptive to what he's wanting to tell you. You've got to, maybe though, you might need to in those times, shout out to him what you're needing, what you're wanting from him. Don't be shy, amen. But as you go through Matthew over and over and over and over, and the thing is, That one centurion, was it his boy that he didn't even need to be there? Another one was a servant, and there was another. I'm trying to think where I was at here. Jesus heals a centurion's servant. That's what it was. And he didn't even have to go there. Because that centurion said, well, all you have to do is just speak it and it'll go forth. I know it. How many here have the faith of that centurion to say, well, Lord, all you've got to do is speak it and it'll go forth? Oh, no, you need to have so-and-so come over, brother or sister so-and-so come over and lay hands on them. They got to touch them. They got to pray and they got to walk in the room. That might be for some cases, but there might be a case out there to where all you have to do is, Lord, send healing to that brother or sister. And many times I believe that's what we look at when we are given information about someone that's not close by us, a friend or a family member that's miles away in the hospital. Who can go there and lay hands on them? Who can run there and take that time? You can't. But I can pray in the Spirit and say, Lord, I pray right now, lift up so-and-so to you. And this is the situation, and I know you already know it, Lord. But again, when he knew and could probably see what those men needed, he said, what can I do for you? Sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, friend so-and-so is in the hospital, and they've got a situation taking place. And you can say, Lord, and I've said this, especially if you don't know, that's why it's important sometimes to know, so you know what you're praying in regards to. But if you don't, it's good to say, Lord, you know, because he does know. Amen. I don't have to tell him what's going on 150 miles from me about that person in the hospital. He knows what that tremendous thing is taking place and what they need. But if you do know, it's good to name those things. When it's possible and feasible, you name it. Lord, I pray for their heart. I pray for their brain. I pray for whatever it is that they're having to take care of and medically be taken care of. But if I don't, that doesn't mean I don't pray, does it? Well, I like to pray for you, but I just don't know what you need, you know. Wish I did. No, because I can go to my prayers and say, Lord, you know. But knowing that and knowing what took place here, because Jesus said to the centurion in 8:13, go your way so that you can go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. So you believe. You've got to ask sometimes, well, all the time, and you've got to believe. So when prayer is offered up for you for whatever situation, you've got to believe it. We come together in agreement, amen, for prayer. These citywide prayer times have been wonderful. It's great to see people in groups praying for situations that are presented to them as a corporate body. And just praying and praying, allowing each one to pray. And those, generally, and most of those are believers, they're maybe spirit-filled and led to where they just are able to pray as the Spirit is giving them that insight or what to say. Amen? And so you have that corporate level of prayer going up. Thank you, Father. But our church, as many churches, we just fail in prayer. We just don't pray enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So I want to encourage you today, right now, and where you're at, is just to pray. Whatever it is, you pray. If it's health for you, if it's something for your family, if it's for some friends, or whatever. Just as what God lays upon your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that we can come, even as a group with multiple needs and multiple things that we would lift up to you, that, Lord, you hear us, that you hear each one of us, Lord. It's not gibberish. It's not like a beehive where you can't hear anything, Lord. You hear each person's prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, just touch each one here today, Lord. Let them know how much you love them. Stir up, Lord. Stir them up into you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, how we love you. You're there for us. We're never alone. You're there with us. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Gloria kata shandelia handore he koriata hande he leata sande koporiata. Oh, I pray, Lord, that they just know how much you love them. How much you care for them here today. Let this be a special time in their time with you, Father. How much he loves us. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Shalahandare. Father, I pray as they lift up physical needs, you touch those. Father, as they lift up maybe relational needs, you're there for that. Father, I pray as well for emotional needs, Lord. Strength in their minds, strength in their physical bodies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, as they lift up loved ones, Lord, that they interceding for them, Lord, there's those here today that we all have someone in our families or someone that we know of, Lord, that we can lift up to you and ask for your touch of healing virtue to be upon their body, to strengthen their spirit, strengthen their physical body, strengthen their mind. Lord, we pray for those needing salvation above everything else, Lord, that those that are our friends, those in our family, Lord, as we come across them even in the days ahead, Lord, that we would be able to share your message of hope, of love, of mercy, of grace. And that you're willing to take them right where they're at. Oriata shandereata. Father, let us be that light in this place. Shine through us, we ask. Oriata shandereata. Thank you, Lord. It doesn't need to be a bright, bright, bright light because even the dimmest light in darkness is bright. So, Father, we thank you for that right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the changes in our situations. We thank you, Lord, for today being a different day than any others, Lord. We just want to spend time with you. Oh, Father, download into your people. Download into your people this hour what you would have for them, Father. For those that think they're not good enough, Lord, let them know you love them. For those that think they've missed it, Lord, let them know that you will put them back on the right track. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you that you're even going now before us in the days ahead. I thank you, Father God, that you're the God that's in my tomorrows already. That you're preparing my tomorrow. May it be honoring and glorifying to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for that protection. I thank you for placing angels of protection around me and my family and my friends, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for protecting this church. I thank you, Father God, right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I just want to just stop by and just touch each one here, Lord, and just ask you, Father God, to stir up the gifts that you have placed within them. Become so real in their lives, Lord, that nothing else compares to it, Lord. Just stir it up within them, Father. Stir it up, Lord. Stir it up. Thank you, Father. We just ask you to stir up the gifts within us, Lord. We just lift our sister here up to you, Lord. Father God, just minister what you want to into her life. Thank you, Father, for a cleansing right now. Thank you, Father, for clarity, for strength. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you know, you know, you know. Now we just ask you to just download it, Lord, and just be there right now. Just stir up right now this gift. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, just touch these two right now in Jesus' name. The giftings. Lord, that they would recognize those talents, those giftings that you've placed within them. And that, Father, they will use them to glorify you. Father, that you will continue to be their support. That you will continue to be their guide. We just ask you again, Lord, stir it up. Stir it up within them right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, Father, Father. Thank you, Lord. We just ask for a stirring within the spirits of these two right now. That, Father, only as you can do. We thank you, Father, for you are their source. May you, Father God, just continue to meet their needs over and above. The miraculous now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. No matter what comes against them, Lord, that as they put it to prayer, Lord, that you are there, Lord, and you are doing the battling for them. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just ask you that right now in Jesus' name. Stir up the gifts. Stir up the gifts. Hallelujah. Lord, the giftings that you have placed within these two, Lord, let them rise even more and higher than what they have been. Lord, make them be even more alert to the things that you would have for them to do in the days coming up, Father, for their future, for their tomorrows, Lord, stirring up within them their tomorrow, Lord. I speak now into their tomorrows. For the past has passed. Today is already here, so let's look ahead. For the future holds great and mighty things. Hallelujah. As the giftings are stirred up within this couple in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just touch this sister right now, Lord. Just stir up those gifts. Be all that she needs at the time that she needs it. Thank you, Father, as she turns over her cares to you, Father God, that you are there, that you have already been there, and that you have already taken care of them, Lord. I just pray now that she walks into those days that you have prepared, and that they're going to be easier days. They're going to be days that she will enjoy even more than she's enjoyed anything in the past. Hallelujah. We just thank you for the stirring within her, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we ask you again, Lord, just to stir up these mighty gifts that are within this vessel that you have here, Lord. Thank you, Father, that she would just continue to be responsive to you, Lord, that she would be sensitive to you, Father God. Hallelujah. And stir them up, Lord. Stir them up. We just thank you, Father, right now. that you're also in her tomorrows, and that the tomorrows are going to be good days ahead. We think, we don't think, Lord, we know, Father God. We praise you for those things, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, look at these, look at. Oh, Father, just stir up the gifts in this young man, Father God. Oh, the plan and the purpose that you have for him. Hallelujah. The predestined that he has upon his life, Lord, let you, Lord, continue to lead it and guide it. Bring it about. Bring it about in your timing. Thank you, Father. Protect him. Guard against any dangers or things of this world that would try to get a hold of him, Lord. Father, we just thank you right now for this young man. Stir up his gifts, Lord. Even in the young ones, Lord, you've got giftings. Thank you, Father. Lord, for this sister, stir up the gifts, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Stir up yourself in her, Lord God. Let her know, Father, how much you love her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, and that her tomorrows are there, and that she's going to walk into them with you. And they're going to glorify you, and they're going to be a blessing to her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. This young man, Lord, just stir up his gifts too, Lord. Protect him and guide him and lead him now as he is going through this life, Lord. In the school year and summertime, Lord, just be there at all times. But here again, Lord, predestined to do great and mighty things for you. Keep your hand of protection, provision upon him at all times, stirring up the gifts that are with him as well. And Lord, even in this little one, hallelujah. Little one, Lord, just a few months upon this earth, hallelujah, that you have her predestined for great and mighty things. Thank you, Father. And even in this young life, Lord, that you will stir up the gifts that you have placed within her, and that they would grow and nurture and mature, Father, to bring honor and glory to you, we ask. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, for this couple here again, Lord, we just come to you and ask you to be everything that you can for them. The gifts that you have placed in them, Lord, let them mature, let them grow, let them find them within themselves like that of a jewel, of a diamond. Let them find it, Lord. Let it come to fruition, Lord. Thank you, Father, right now, that you would stir those things up within them. Here again, Lord, predestined for great and mighty things, Father, for their children of yours. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, I lift up this man to you, Lord, for the stirring up of his gifts. Hallelujah. That we won't set him aside, that we won't set him down, that we will continue on. And that, Father, he will find in those times that you are there more than any other time before. And that you're going to bring them to light. You're going to amplify them, Father, into areas that he will see readily. And that these giftings are stirring up by you, Father, by that of the Spirit. And that you will keep your hand upon him, Lord, his family, his children. Thank you, Father, right now. And just stirring them up. Stirring them up. And thank you for the tomorrows. The tomorrows that you're there for him already, preparing the way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just want to pray for you, brother. Lord, we just ask for your giftings to be stirred and to be activated in this man right now, Lord, that you would just know, and you already know, his abilities and talents, Father, that you have given him, and that you will just stir them up, keep us alert to the things that you would have for us. And that, Father, he will see these things, and that he will be sensitive to those things, and that he will receive these things that come from you, Father. And that, Father, again, encourage him, show him, teach him, enlighten him to all that you have for him, as well as his family, as he leads them. Continue to stir them up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Gloria ta shandere he katara ta kondere he liata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, stirring up these gifts in this man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every day, Lord, is new with him and you. Just continue to keep him focused on that, Lord, excited, anticipating the greatness of you, Lord, and that his tomorrows, Lord, are just going to be special, those days that he has with you. And as you work through him and predestined him to serve in these areas, Father, we just thank you right now for greater things, even now, Lord, are still there to be mined, to be grown, to come out of the inner depths of his spirit. We just thank you, Lord, right now for that to come about as you stir those up within him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Goriata shaliata. Father, Father, Father. Father God, it's nothing that I can do. It's nothing that I can preconceive and take care of. It's all for you. Father, I just thank you for your time with us today. I ask, Lord, that you continue to speak into the hearts, into the spirits of these people today. I pray, Father God, that today is going to be like no other day. That this is an opportunity of growth, an opportunity of going higher with you, Father, and that, Father, they receive these things, and that, Father, you manifest them in their lives as your will dictates, and that, Father, we will always find ourselves not alone, but with you at all times. No matter what storms we come upon, no matter how much the sea might increase in waves, that, Father, we will always come out of it in calmness, in a surety, knowing that you're there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oria handariata shandere koporeata tasante hele hekoriata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.